All right, Trinidad, back for another season with Ole Miss. I think the judge is still going. I couldn't wait any damn longer. If anybody was watching it, he was literally going. He's been going for 50 minutes straight, reading his ruling, and he's still not technically declared it, but just based on the 50 minutes he's talked thus far, basically bashing the NCAA, saying Trinidad deserves another year. So Trinidad granted his injunction. No surprise here. For a 6-year. Shout out Triple Mass. I think all Ole Miss fans can relate to that because, again, I got Trinidad as the best quarterback in the Southeastern Conference. And, buddy, I posted the quarterback rankings the other day, the graphic. There's about 1,000 people on there saying, "Oh, you idiot, don't you know Trinidad's not eligible?" This was expected. If you actually follow this stuff like we do here. So Trinidad back for another year. Now, I've already had a Missouri fan get mad at me and say, "Well, what's the deal here? Well, I mean, this will just get appealed, right?" No, we're done with the appeals. So the next step in this process, now that Trinidad's been granted his injunction by a Mississippi judge, the next step in the process would be a trial. And that's basically the same thing that allowed Diego Pavia to play this year, was a court case. And obviously Pavia played, and that hasn't even started yet, Pavia's trial. So in what world is Trinidad going to get a trial? And even if there's a trial going on, he could still play. It's not till a trial would be resolved that he could not play, if that makes sense. So Trinidad, I have no doubt, unless we have the fastest trial in the history of trials here, he's back for another year. This is huge. And this is another reason why I was, I don't tell you what to do with your money, but Ole Miss 16-1, I don't even know if you can get that anymore. Jump on that now. Again, I'm not saying Ole Miss winning the national championship, but 16-1, these odds have to be assuming that Trinidad was not eligible, which he is now. So this is huge. What if Lane Kiffin goes after Trinidad? I don't know if he could, but as a graduate transfer or something. Shout out Token, he ain't leaving. We knew it all along, didn't we, buddy? So shout out. Man, I'm excited. Again, this will make the SEC even better next year, because Ole Miss could be the best team in the conference. Not having that quarterback would be a huge blow to Pete Cheek Golding. Year one, he ain't leaving. Token, he ain't leaving. Say it ain't so. But it was I don't want to call it a mockery, because I think they got this right. I'll be clear with that. But it was something to behold here. Anybody that missed it, shout out a friend of the show, Michael Katz. We had Trinidad signing autographs in a courtroom, only in America, right? Only in Mississippi do we have the quarterback essentially on trial. Now, of course, he has not done anything wrong, but signing autographs in a courtroom, that was sensational. That was maybe the highlight. And if not, here was Joe Judge, who he has since been given a new title. I believe the title is head coach of offense. Joe Judge, Ole Miss assistant, he took the stand for Trinidad, and they told him, "Hey, you got to slow it down, buddy. This is Mississippi."
But we would have to educate. This is always a tough conversation to have, and it's not even a popular thing. This is the truth. We would have to educate significant others who may have been pregnant during the season, or going to have a baby during the season, and you'd have to educate them on, you have this baby in the middle of the season. That father has to play good football, right? It's a day-by-day production business. He has to be ready to perform and go out there and play. And what I say that is, you need to let him sleep. He needs to be in another room, detached. You have to explain to the mother, like, "Hey, listen, he ain't waking up for midnight feedings. After the season, he's full metal jacket. You do whatever you want with him. And he can change every diaper. But in the season, he's got to have a different priority." Now,
David, that was a wrong clip. But anyway, they did tell him to slow it down. They said, hey, this buddy, this is Mississippi. You where are you from? You from Philadelphia? You got to slow your ass down here. But shout out Ole Miss. He said currently FanDuel 27-1 Ole Miss to win the national championship. Again, yesterday it was 60-1 I told you. We told you to jump on that because I thought it would be closer to 21. And it may be, there's still probably people that don't know that Trinidad is now eligible for them Ole Miss Rebels. And all of a sudden, as if we could get any more hyped for Ole Miss hosting LSU week three of the season, Trinidad versus Lane Whiffen Kiffin. I mean, this is going to be phenomenal theater here. Sixth season for Trinidad. Now, I think this is legit. And I saw somebody in the comments already, shout out Jeff, Joey Aguilar. So I believe his latest court situation, I don't even know what to call it, but his deal is tomorrow. I don't honestly think this has anything to do like one with the other, but I don't see how this hurts Joey Aguilar. So I continue to think Joey Aguilar also is going to be eligible. I've been saying that since, you know, he's taken this to the route essentially Trinidad is. So Trinidad's good. I don't think there's any way that we don't see Trinidad Chambliss on the field next year. I'm not as confident that's the case for Joey Aguilar, but I would tend to believe today helped Joey Aguilar at least some. I hope cheating Ole Miss goes by 5-7 next year. I mean, that's fine. I wish I had $1 million, but doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know what I mean? This is one of the winningest programs in the conference ever since NIL and the transfer portal. And that's the only way to judge this stuff now, because that's the world we're living in. They are the third most winningest program in the conference. So yeah, you can wish they go 5-7. I wish you had some brain cells in your head, but you know, we can't get what we want all the time. We just can't. It'd be nice if we could, but that's just not the way it works. Ole Miss a playoff contender. Yeah, absolutely. They're number one in the SEC power rankings. And people were obliterating me for that. But again, this was the hottest team in the SEC. They went the furthest, and they could very well be the team that goes the furthest next year, too. The judge says he ain't leaving. Yep, Bobby seems emotional, doesn't he, Tolkien? He ain't leaving. We tried to tell you. So, I mean, this is just phenomenal for Ole Miss. To get this kind of caliber of an athlete back, a seasoned player, very seasoned, after going 13-2. And, yeah, it wasn't on him that they lost to Miami. He didn't have his best game. He didn't have a ton of production, but, hey, he brought him back. Oh, and that was another thing from the court proceedings. This was hilarious. Hand to God, he was asked, final play against Miami, was that pass interference? Because they put Trinidad on the stand, and they asked him that. Was that pass interference? And he said, I believe it was. So as soon as that was asked, I knew there was no shot in hell Trinidad was not going to be eligible. I mean, they're asking him about pass interference from a month ago in the semifinals. So Lane Quinton definitely crying. I think he's tweeting through it. He's trying to pretend that he fingers crossed. He was hoping Trinidad got this. I don't think he did at all. I think he wants Ole Miss. He's probably that guy that was posting 5-7 for that. That's what Lane Kiffin wants. He wants them to suck. So then he can say it was all me, you know? So that's the world we live in. And they still got Deuce Knight. Deuce Knight is probably going to see the field. I don't see how he doesn't. He's such a tremendous athlete. They're going to get him some experience next season. So I look for both these quarterbacks to take the field for Ole Miss next season. Jeez Louise says, this is his joke. I wonder if he would say that if it was Joey Aguilar. I don't know. I think Trinidad has had a case here. I believe and I just read online that the judge is still going. The judge, we are an hour and 10 minutes into his deliberation here. Why go pro when you play 20 years of college? I mean, that's a fair point. It's a fair point. But he stands to make significantly more money in college football than he does in the NFL right now. So I can't blame him. How could you? You know, if he was, you know, a lock top 10 pick or something, he would go, but he's not. And that's the same deal as Joey Aguilar. Joey Aguilar, I don't think we get drafted. So is what it is. You know, these guys are going to, and how can you blame them? How can you blame them? I mean, if roles were reversed, I was in their position, I would come back too. Local judges are ruining the sport. The ratings are higher than ever. The shows like this exist. I mean, you can't buy tickets to a lot of these games, but ruining the sport. You know, it's comical. The sport's ruined, yet it gets bigger and bigger every year, doesn't it? And it's more and more awesome. So I can't wait for it. I think this makes it even better. Like I said, you don't want to see Trinidad play? This man who crushed it, and it was 1 year in NCAA, and nobody knew who this guy was a year ago, and he looks like the best player in the SEC, at least the quarterback position, and it's ruining the sport to have him back. I can't wrap my head around that. I mean, are you on your period or something? I mean, come on, this is good news. I'm going to enjoy watching him whoop ass next year. And I'm going to write this judge a thank you note, probably. Yes, watching this show, the judge watches the show, so this does help it. Early pick, who wins, LSU, Ole Miss? Right now, I'm gonna put my money on LSU. How about that? I'm putting my money on LSU, but by like a half a point. I'm not confident in it, one way or another. Ole Miss could certainly win it. I think LSU could certainly win it. This guy's name is What the Fuck, and he says, great, let's allow athletes 10 fucking years. Is that you, Marler? This looks like you here. Trinidad going to win the Heisman and be a first rounder? I hope he does. And we'll remember this day, and we'll be thankful for this damn judge for taking 2 hours to read a ruling. He could have done it in about 5 minutes. Game day 100% going to be in Oxford next year. Hell yeah. For Ole Miss, LSU, how could it not? We got to make sure we triple security that day. Trinidad is approaching Arch Manning status. He's going to win 10 Heismans and the World Series next year, says Carolina Jackpot. Oh, man. What a day. What a day to be a Rebel. I mean, you're getting your teeth kicked in for year after year after year. You lose your lane quitting coach, middle of the playoff. Then you go on this epic run, and now you've just torched the NCAA in court, and you're getting your Heisman frontrunner quarterback. Hell, I'd probably put my odds on Trinidad to win the Heisman right now, too. Jeez Louise, he just left. He says Marler left locked on Cox. He never is. Marler's always locked on the Cox, just so you know. But he left them to join Locked On Trinidad. Trinidad hasn't thrown four. I don't think he threw four interceptions all last year. He didn't. He threw three. So there's no shot in hell he's throwing four interceptions against LSU. Have you seen LSU play defense? They are highly overrated. Ole Miss 45-10. That's a prediction by Tim's got better predictions on Ole Miss than I do. So that's probably the final score right there. Every team gets a local judge. NCAA is in every state. They can't hold court in Indiana. I mean, yeah. I mean, you got a point there, but it didn't work for Alabama and Bediako, so I don't know if I 100% believe that. He got an injunction because he's not playing school. Well, I mean, I think that's fair, but I don't think any of these guys are playing school. So that for literally, I don't think Jared Curtis is going to Vanderbilt to play school, you know? In fact, I know he's not, even though Vanderbilt is an elite institution when it comes to schooling. So I don't know why we're just calling out one guy as opposed to the other. Yeah, Yeah, but even Bo says, hey, good for Ole Miss. I mean, if they're going to let Joey Aguilar play year eight, why not let Trinidad, who has a legit medical issue and couldn't play in 2022? That's why he's getting his injunction, because he was not healthy enough in 2022 to compete on the football field. So he's getting an exemption here. And shout out, there was a Montana State guy. Anybody that missed it, he just got his ninth year. Now, I believe he had devastating injuries for many of his years, so I don't know if it's quite the same, but if we're given ninth years, why we can't give 6 years? I don't know. Ole Miss, when did 23 become 30? I'm just fired up. I'm fired up for Ole Miss. This is going to make the SEC a hell of a lot better. And hell, all we're doing is bitching about how the SEC can't win a national championship. Now we've got another clear contender to get that done. I don't think Ole Miss got any shot to win the national championship without Trinidad next season. I think he's that critical to Ole Miss's chances, again, to make the playoff and to win it. And I don't think any of us, except diehard Ole Miss fans, had them going to the semifinal this year, yet they were able to do it because Trinidad has emerged as arguably the best quarterback in the conference. So I think this is fantastic for the SEC. That's where I'm at. Cousin Shane's going to go play golf at Tennessee. I'll find a lawsuit. We would appreciate you, Jeez, if you could make that happen. We need to get him in college. He's got 4 years of eligibility. So Cousin Shane, technically, he wouldn't be a true freshman because he did start college for about a week. He would have to be a redshirt freshman, I think. He still has 4 years to play for. So I'm just throwing it out there. Deuce Knight gonna unenroll and enroll elsewhere? I don't think so. I don't think he's got any ability to do that. I really don't. And he was more than aware that this could be a possibility, that Trinidad was looking to come back and was likely to come back. So I don't think this is going to affect Deuce Knight in any capacity. And also, all the people that I know that know Deuce Knight well recommended he needed another year of seasoning, if that makes sense. So I still think he'll see the field quite a bit because he's such a weapon on the ground. It's going to be hard to keep him off the field. I think there's going to be all kinds of packages for Deuce Knight in this offense. You think Lane is pissed? Yes, 1,000%. 1,000%. And I think Lane would have pushed really hard to get Trinidad if he knew this was going to be the case. So he's a smart enough guy. He knew this. There was a chance that Trinidad wasn't going to be eligible, and the NCAA is fighting it like hell. So it made sense why he didn't really pursue him too hard at LSU. At least that's my belief. I don't know that for a fact, but I think old LSU is happy with who they got. You know what I mean? They added three quarterbacks. So there's got to be one in there that's good, right? The deuce is loose. I think Trinidad could get drafted high. Yeah, maybe. But I think he'll get drafted a lot higher if he comes back to Ole Miss and has a really good year. I think he stands to improve his stock greatly. The NFL doesn't like these quarterbacks that only have essentially one season of starting at major college football. There's all kinds of data that suggests you really kind of need 2 seasons worth of evaluation and film and development in college to be successful in the NFL. There's very, very few NFL quarterbacks that are successful that have a season or less of starting in major college football. UT needs help on the D-line. We might lose him if Shane can't match. Shane. I mean, Shane will plug a hole, trust me. I mean, he's a beast down there. Bo says, I'm not a Rebel fan, but if Lane's out, Ray. that's funny. oh, I just think this is great news. I wanted to get on here as soon as it dropped. I think this is great for the sport. So again, next step, if you're just tuning in, is a trial. That's the only recourse. There's not going to be an appeal or anything like that. This has to go to trial. The NCAA is going to fight it, and they may very well fight it. I don't know if they're willing to go that far. They just got their ass kicked in court. And for everybody that missed it, they literally stormed out was the right word, but they left the courtroom before the judge read his ruling. And maybe that was smart because he did go on for literally over an hour, just meandering and wasting everybody's time. So maybe they were just getting ahead of it. But next steps here, if the NCAA wants to fight this, is to go to trial. And at the end of the trial, they could very well rule that Trinidad should not be eligible. But can you realistically get a trial in and have it completed by the end of the football season? I don't think that's possible because, as I said to start the show, this is almost identical, basically, to what Diego Pavia went through. Diego Pavia was never truly eligible. Same deal. He had to go to a trial, and that trial has not even started yet. And obviously, his season is already over. He's off to the NFL. So can you realistically get a trial in here before fall? No, I don't think so. So we should be good here. Chance, Fao Ming, you know, I think this is a 1,000% fair question. Chance that Trinidad is worse without Kiffin, and maybe more importantly, maybe not more importantly, but equally as important, is Charlie Weiss, who he did a hell of a job once Lane Quinton quit. I think this is a very fair question and could be a reality because Ole Miss is going to look different, but their new offensive coordinator, John David Baker, coached under Lane Kiffin and with Charlie Weiss, so he's very familiar with the scheme. He runs the same scheme. He ran it at East Carolina. He had some good success, so this is a fair question, but they're not like blowing up the offense. And they're also keeping Joe Judge, who was there in Oxford, and now he's been named head coach of offense, which is just a weird title. But so there is continuity, but this is a million-dollar question, and we won't have an answer till we see Ole Miss in the fall without Lane Kiffin, without Charlie Weiss. Appreciate you. Awesome. Mike, you predicted it. Actually, pretty easy prediction, but I didn't hear others predicting it. Credit goes to you. You know, what do they say? A broken clock's right a couple times a day, I think. But yeah, I mean, I knew this was likely the outcome here. So, hey, I give you guys the information I have, and we never sugarcoat it here. Well, some of us sugarcoat it, maybe, but not me. I tell it the way it is, at least the way that I know it. So I do appreciate the kind words. I appreciate you guys showing up, and I really appreciate Steven Up always showing up for them boys.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out Steven Up. He gifted blessed. Welcome to the family. Hey, and one other thing. I know I promised you guys some interviews. They're still happening, but they kind of got pushed. So I'm probably going to do two interviews posted tomorrow. That's probably the game plan. At minimum, one tomorrow, maybe one Saturday. We'll see how it goes. But I do have two great interviews lined up. So that's going to be hitting the channel very soon. We just haven't been able to record those just yet. But one we're going to record here in a couple hours, so I'll post that tomorrow. And then we will do another one scheduled to be tomorrow afternoon. So be on the lookout for that. But that's all I got on this one. Thank you, Mike. Can't get it up for that SEC podcast. Thank you, Phil. We appreciate you. We're trying to give you the best content we possibly can, even though football's over and it's devastating, but We'll get you through the offseason. That's what we're here for. Just like Tolkien. He ain't leaving. We appreciate you, Tolkien. That's the news of the day. Trinidad ain't leaving. We tried to tell you. We tried to tell all the haters out there. Ole Miss just got a lot better for next season. They're a national championship contender. Cannot wait to see them continue their success under Pete Golding and Trinidad Chambliss next season. But until then, that's all I got. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.